Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Over the next few months, the Cleveland Museum of Natural History is celebrating the work of women scientists. The event kicked off with an unusual examination of the role of gender. In this week's Explore Radio, we look at the series and profile one of the featured female scientists. The Celebrating Women in Science series welcomes visitors with portraits of female scientists in disguise.
My name is Lexi Jameson Marsh, and I'm the director and producer of the Bearded Lady Project.
She says the large format black and white portraits of female paleontologists sporting flamboyant fake facial hair puts a twist on the idea of the rugged explorer.
If you walk by these portraits and you assume it's a man, and then all of a sudden it clicks in that, wait a second, that's a woman, does that change her credibility at all?
In one photo, the museum's head of paleobotany and paleoecology, Denise Sue, smiles beneath a massive mustache. She says women often face implicit biases about not looking like the traditional grizzled scientist.
People just make certain assumptions about what you are able to do and what you're capable of doing based on whether or not you can grow a beard.
Sue last month shared her work on the habitats of early humans as part of the series. Next week, the featured scientist is Nicole Burt, who has a unique title.
So I'm the curator of human health and evolutionary medicine.
As the museum's newest curator, Burt looks at how our environment, genetics, and social change has affected health over time. Her window into the past is baby teeth.
Teeth are really interesting for a couple of reasons. One, they start forming at a much younger age. Two, they fall out naturally, so you don't have to wait for someone to die.
There's a lot of information stored in a tooth, if you can only get at it. And to do that, Burt has designed a special rig.
So what I've done is made essentially a chop saw. So this is just a diamond-tipped Dremel tool blade. Clamp the tooth in, and then you just drop the saw down and cut it.
Burt slices a thin section of tooth that reveals its layers, hard enamel, bone-like dentin, and root.
The earliest set-down material is at the top, and then it gets older as it goes down.
It doesn't grow from the root up, from the crown down.
The baby teeth start growing in utero and provide a record of the major events in a child's life.
You can actually identify the time of birth, because at birth, the orientation of the crystals in the teeth actually change direction.
The tooth also marks when the baby was weaned, and more importantly for Burt, what it and its mother were eating. Our food carries a unique ratio of two elements, nitrogen and carbon, that are traceable in our teeth. Using a process that she developed to measure them, Burt can peer into the diets of children who lived long ago.
So if you're using archaeological teeth, not only are you studying the very early history of that child, but you're getting a snapshot of their mother's life as well.
She used this new technique on teeth from kids who died more than 600 years ago in medieval England. Burt was surprised to find that, until they died, they were pretty healthy.
They seem to be going through weaning quite successfully. What was interesting about that, too, was their weaned diet had very high nitrogen levels, which implied that they were actually eating more meat in their diet.
So, what put them in the cemetery?
And so there's a lot of like smog and pollution and just the level of general infection, things like sinusitis, which is just chronic sinus infection, essentially.
Her research has provided a new understanding of medieval family life. She'll be sharing that work next week as part of the Celebrating Women in Science series, plus her plans to examine the health of women and children in Cleveland. Fellow Natural History Museum curator Denise Sue says the series and the Bearded Lady Project are helping break down long-held stereotypes.
I look forward to the day where no one describes me as a female scientist, so they'll just say scientist.
The series runs through April with special events and weekly presentations by local women scientists, and none of them will be wearing a beard. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.